From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On the sidelines of this week's United Nations General Assembly, the so-called quartet is working on ways to revive a Middle East peace plan known as the Roadmap. The U.S., though, sounds out of sync with the other quartet members, the U.N., Russia, and the European Union. Critics argue the Bush administration is not effectively using its influence with Israel and has failed in attempts to sideline Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Bush administration officials won't say the roadmap is dead, but privately they admit they're having trouble even getting to the on-ramp. Even Secretary of State Colin Powell, the main promoter of the Bush administration's diplomatic push, says there are many ifs surrounding the plan to reach Palestinian statehood. During an interview on the Charlie Rose Show this week, he said much depends on what a new Palestinian government will look like.
If it is a government that does not have political authority independent from the machinations of Yasser Arafat, and if all the security forces are not consolidated under the new prime minister, and if that new prime minister is not committed to ending terrorism, stopping the actions of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the others, then we're not going to be able to move forward on the roadmap.
European and Arab leaders are pressing for a more even-handed approach, but Powell made clear the U.S. is not about to shift its position by putting pressure on Israel at a time when it faces continued attacks.
Many people in the Arab world look to the United States. All you have to do is deliver Israel. But it's obviously not that simple.
Powell says Israel would only respond to the U.S. when the Palestinian side can demonstrate it's doing something about the bombings and the terror. Stephen Spiegel, a professor at UCLA and a scholar at the Israel Policy Forum, agrees, but argues that's no excuse for a passive U.S. policy.
The president said at the Aqaba summit in June that he was going to ride herd on the parties, and in a way, he hasn't even saddled up. The perception by both sides is that the administration just is either not committed, preoccupied with Iraq, or doesn't have the ideas.
Spiegel says implementing the roadmap requires much more creative and sustained diplomacy, something he doesn't see coming from the Bush administration. Robert Malley, who advised President Clinton on Arab-Israeli affairs, believes it's time to rethink the whole approach.
This month was 10 years of the Oslo process, and I think some lessons have to be drawn from that. And the incremental approach, where you hope that by prodding and pressing both sides, they'll take incremental steps, has not worked.
Malley would rather see the international community come together and propose a final status plan to put to Israelis and Palestinians in a vote. But U.S. officials say they don't expect new initiatives, adding the only game in town is the roadmap, which mirrors the Oslo Accords in its incremental approach to peace. Expectations for the so-called quartet meetings at the U.N. are, in the words of one U.S. official, subdued. Malley of the International Crisis Group doesn't see much future for the quartet or much commitment by the Bush administration to the roadmap.
On the one hand, it wants to project the image that it is still committed, still engaged, and that's important in order to sustain support for what it's doing in Iraq and just generally to sustain support in the international community. It's a message to the Palestinians, on the other hand, and to some Arabs, it seems to be a different one, which is, if you don't get your act together, we're prepared to walk away from this, and the blame would be laid at your doorstep.
As for Israel, Secretary Powell acknowledged that U.S. negotiators haven't made much progress in persuading Israel to freeze West Bank settlement outposts as envisioned in the roadmap. He noted that while some outposts were dismantled, new ones were established. Powell says the administration is also expressing its concern about the root of the security barrier that Israel is building, part of it deep in Palestinian territory. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.